Professor Barry Shoub, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, as well as Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Prof, good afternoon to you. How are you this week?
Good afternoon, Simon. Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I am most well, Prof. I went out and had a run on Friday morning and Sunday morning. I saw blue skies and saw happy people. And stage four is, on whatever level is bringing some sense of, like, we're going in a good direction here.
Yeah. No, we certainly are going in a good direction, although unfortunately our number of cases has gone up quite markedly, particularly in the Western Province. I don't want to get personal. I would have asked if you have a mask on while you were jogging. But, You don't need to answer that. I know people have a problem breathing when they're jogging wearing a mask. But, you know, the regulations do state that we need to wear a mask when you're out in the public place, whether you're walking, whether you're running, whether you're cycling, whether you're jogging. You know, and we also went for a walk along Summerway, which I guess is Johannesburg's equivalent of Sea Point Promenade. And there were lots and lots of people walking, lots of people jogging, cycling and so on, puffing, panting. And while they were puffing and panting, of course, they were emitting droplets of secretion, which may or may not be infectious. They were very friendly. And of course, people were shouting out, hi, hello. And I didn't answer because when they're shouting and hello, they're kind of generating more droplets.
Okay, so they're inadvertently killing each other. Okay, I get it.
Well, you know, can I just say one or two words just about masks and wearing masks in public places? I know there's a lot of controversy with some of the restrictions, and I know we dealt with hot food, and I don't maybe get involved with the restricted walking hours, the curfews and the tobacco and all those other controversial thing. But I think what isn't controversial, I just want to explain the reason why with regard to masks. What may be a little bit controversial from a scientific point of view is if masks protect people who are not infected from getting infected. There are many people who feel that it doesn't work. Other studies have shown that it does work. But what's not at all controversial, what everybody agrees with throughout the world and numerous studies, is that wearing a mask for people that are infected does protect other people from getting infected. It does keep those droplets in so that the droplets are not transmitted to other individuals. So, you know, I think wearing masks in public is really scientifically based. It is on good scientific criteria. And it does really, I don't want to get too melodramatic, but, you know, one can infect other people as well, you know, as well as, of course, protecting oneself, but can transmit it to other people who may be at risk of severe COVID. So I'd like to appeal to, you know, the joggers, the cyclists, the runners, the walkers, when they are in public, to in fact keep to that regulation, because it is a very well researched, very well verified, very well documented, scientifically documented precautionary measure. And you know, when people if there are a lot of people on the pavement and you're walking past and somebody happens to be infected, but they may not be aware of it, they may be asymptomatically infected, they can be generating droplets which other people who are not infected come along and can get infected that way.
I've seen research saying that if one sneezes, that the droplets actually could go as high as 1 meter, and that the virus could live hovering in that fog of droplet for a significant amount of time. I didn't know it could go that high.
Well, you know, as I've often stated, we're still in a learning curve, and things are dynamic. And we're learning more and more and more about this infection. Initially, we thought there's a difference between a droplet and an aerosol. A droplet is a larger particle, a larger fluid particle, and a heavier particle, which doesn't remain in the air for very long, only a matter of seconds, and then settles down onto a surface. Yeah. And then there's an aerosol, which is a smaller particle and, of course, a lighter particle. And the aerosol will remain suspended in the air for even hours, in fact. Now, we always thought that coronavirus was exclusively droplet transmitted and not aerosol. But now we're learning that in fact aerosols do play a role, probably not as much a role as droplets, but do play a subsidiary role. And therefore, of course, one has to be careful of both of those things, droplets and aerosols, but more, of course, more importantly, droplets.
And then, Prof, you said today the topic that I had before me was the atmosphere of compliance. Is that really what you were getting at in terms of wearing masks?
Well, atmosphere of complacency, yeah. You know, because I think it's an appeal to people when they are on. Yeah, when they are in a public place, and particularly when they are on a pavement, which is where there are lots of people coming and going, because that is a route of where there's a possibility of transmission, particularly people that are talking to each other, shouting greetings, and of course jogging and cycling, and puffing and panting. Of course, you're generating a lot of droplets that way. And it can transmit infection. Yeah.
Okay, Prof. No, sorry about that. I don't know why compliance and not complacence. There's a hell of a difference between the two words. Prof, it's 4:30. We leave it there, but we have a date tomorrow where we will talk about another aspect of this awful virus.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
Yeah, thank you so much, Prof.
Thank you. Thanks, Simon. Thanks for having me again.